Gemara in Siman Shin He talks about the Isur of having an animal do melacha on Shabbat if it's owned by a Jew. For example, it would be forbidden for an animal to carry on Shabbat in the public domain, just like a Jew is forbidden to carry. If he puts a load on his animal's back and it goes out into the Shuta Rabbim, so the owner is guilty. It can be Isu Deoraita, the laws of Shivitat Behema. So the halachot over there in Shinhe discuss what's considered a malbush, meaning if it's considered a garment for the animal. For example, a hamor by nature gets very cold, so they put like a sweater on its back, which is called the mardaat. That's considered the clothes. So just like a human could wear clothes on Shabbat, and it's not considered carrying. So you could put, you know, this type of garment on the animal, and it's not considered carrying as well. So there in the first 17 halachot in the Siman, Shulchan Aruch goes from the Gemara and discusses what's considered a garment, what's not considered a garment, what's considered extra, what's considered not necessary. Halakha says, for example, anything that's ornamental. When normally for human beings we allow them to wear a takshit, jewelry, and takshit la behemah. There's no such thing as a takshit for the behemah. Therefore, all ornamental stuff would be considered carrying if the animal's wearing it. The question we discussed today is by a dog. There's two questions regarding a dog. One is regarding the leash. The halakha says that if a dog has a leash, it would be permissible to walk the dog on Shabbat where the owner is holding the leash. Because since the leash is attached to the dog, it's considered part of the dog and you're not carrying it, even though you're actually holding the end of the leash, so long as two conditions are fulfilled. Number one, that you're holding it in a way where a tefah of the leash is not drooping out of your hands. That means you're holding it at the end. But if you would be holding it in a way where your hands are, let's say, 3 to 4 inches in, and then you have a overhang that's outside of your fist, the size of a tefah, which is, let's say, 3 to 4 inches, so then already, Hachamim made a gezeirah, it looks like you're carrying it. So then you have to carry the leash at the end. Secondly, they were concerned that if the leash is going to be far away, meaning where the owner is walking to the dog, and the leash is going to droop, and it's going to be close to the ground, so it looks like you're carrying the leash as well. So the bottom of the leash, or the part of the leash that droops, has to be at least a tefach above the ground. So basically you have to be close to the animal, or to the dog when you're pulling it. A short leash, exactly. Well, if it's long, it's no problem, so long as it doesn't droop within a tefach to the ground. Now, if there's overage on the leash, the halakha says you could wrap it around the neck of the animal, and you could then adjust it accordingly. That's the first issue. So the leash really is not a problem. There's ways to get around it. The issue that the Aruch HaShulchan makes a very big noise about is the dog tag. According to the law, a dog has to have a tag on it, saying that it was it's not rabid, and that it has an owner. And if there's no tag on that on the dog, it can be impounded, it can be killed, it can be taken away. So the question is, that tag that the animal, that the dog wears, is that considered carrying? Aruch HaShulchan says clearly it's not a malbush. I don't care if it's a takshit. It doesn't protect the animal. It does something only for the owner. And therefore he held that dog tag is a problem. So therefore, according to Aruch HaShulchan, you can't take a dog for a walk on Shabbat in the public domain. How are you going to take the dog to do its needs? It's a good question, according to Aruch HaShulchan. It has to go into a private area, and then shoot the yachid, or in a place where there's an eruv. That's the opinion of Aruch HaShulchan, and that's the way Shemirat Shabbat Kelchetag comes out as well in Perech Havzayin Halakha Tet. It should be noted, if you look in the footnotes in Lamed Gimal, he quotes a sevara from Rosh Shlomo Zalman Oyebach, Alav Shalom, that wanted to say that no, it's for the benefit of the animal. It's considered beneficial because if he doesn't have the tag, he's going to die. they'll impound them, that can kill the animal. So therefore, the animal wants it, it's niha for the animal, meaning if he would have da'at, the animal would be niha. So he wants to say a sevara that could be, it's permissible. The best thing would be, you can take it off before Shabbat, so you don't run into a problem of carrying, or only to take the animal in a private domain. The same law seemingly should apply to Yom Tov. On Yom Tov also we have restrictions when it comes to carrying, seemingly. However, it's not the case. Because we know that on Yom Tov, since we're allowed to carry, let's say for Ochel Nefesh, Shulchan Aruch's opinion is you can carry even Shelo Letzorich. On Yom Tov, Sfaradim don't need a Tzorich. That means they can carry even without a Tzorich. Of course, Chabad Tzion says, Tov Lachmir. But in this case over here, where you have already Rosh Shlomo Zalman Oibach that was lenient to a certain degree, and it's Yom Tov, which carrying on Yom Tov is anyway more lenient, and there's some opinions that should be thrown in, that the law of Shevitat Behema only applies to Shabbat, and not Yom Tov. So therefore on Yom Tov, if a guy wanted to take his dog for a walk, there would be more room to be lenient, legabe the tag that he's putting on the dog, and the way he holds the leash, there would be more leniency legabe that. So it's not really a Yom Tov issue over here. The issue is more a Shabbat issue, and that's the way the Aruch HaShulchan, Shabbat Kelcheta, they come out that Tov Lachmir, to take the tag off before Shabbat, and then you wouldn't have a problem with the leash or walking the dog itself. But again, it underscores the importance that Shabbat is not only on the person. Shabbat also applies to his animals. The biggest application for us would be dogs, because that's the pet that we have today domesticated. In the old days, this affected chickens. It affected farms that had, cows that go out with bells on Shabbat and things like that. So there's a lot of application in the olden days where they more lived on farms. But today, again, it would apply to a lot of these domesticated animals that we have.